This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Yeah. Nathan Zagura joins us in about 20 minutes. Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin, back on Afternoon Drive. It wasn't just a successful weekend for the Cleveland Browns, though. The Guardians did take 2 out of 3 games from the White Sox. And if it weren't for just nasty work by Slade Ciccone, it's been so, like, he had been so automatic for, 6 weeks, 7 weeks, that when he really stunk up the joint and had to be removed after 3 innings, I can't say anyone was more surprised than me yesterday.
Yeah, it was an odd day in general. It also had the vibe, too, early on. The scoreboard wasn't lopsided by the end of it, but it definitely felt early on when they went down in the hole that it was like, okay, they won the first two. It's a Sunday. They won 5 straight leading into yesterday's game. It's all right if it just kind of goes the way that it did.
It was a little frustrating given that Manzardo again, 2-run home run. Given K-Fish, you got his first home run.
That's what's so weird, Nick, is that so K-Fish has obviously come out and he's played really well and had the big hit. But like, J-Ram hasn't been playing particularly hot in this little stretch here. Yeah. They've been winning a lot of games, but J-Ram hasn't been that great. And even Kwan hasn't been that great, which is completely...
What did Kwan go, 1-for-14 this weekend?
Somewhere around there. Which is completely different than how we typically see this team operate, which I think is actually a good sign for this team, that they're not just doing it behind Kwan, J-Ram, and then whatever random bat pops up, that this little stretch here has been a lot of people not named J-Ram and Kwan.
As long as they bounce back. As long as Kwan and J-Ram bounce back.
And they will.
Over
they
the
will.
Next week or so.
And they will. We know they will.
I mean, this is the week, though. You're a half game off the Yankees for the last wild card spot in the AL. You're 6 games off the Tigers. Like, you've got the Marlins and you've got the Braves. Either one of those teams can take series from you. But, I mean, I think the Marlins are 4 games below 500. I think the Braves are double digits below 500.
Yeah, Marlins had a bad weekend, so now they dropped down a decent amount.
This would be a bad week to have a bad week, if it makes sense. And it'd be a great week to have a continuation of what you did before Sunday.
Yeah, Marlins have now dropped 4 out of their last 5. They, in a weird way, they actually played 5 straight games against the Braves, which is funny that we're talking about the Marlins and the Braves, but the Braves have been able to take it to them in that little stretch. But you're right. Like, these are winnable series. They just have to keep doing what they've been doing, like we saw this past weekend.
Well, and I think like the last 26, 27 games, they've dug out of that hole they dug for themselves. Now it's just don't have a bad week for like the next 8 weeks.
Honestly, what I think it is get me to that 6 game stretch in September against the Tigers.
Yeah.
And then we're good. And it's going to come down to what happens in those 6 games against Detroit, but get me in that stretch right there and in a good position, a decent position, and then the door's open for you.
Well, and don't forget, I think you've got 7 still left against the Rangers. That's another team that you're jostling for position that you're going to want to take 5 of 7. I think it is 7 games because I think there's a 4-game set in there somewhere. But, well, the Guardians have played really, really well, arguably one of the 2 or 3 best teams in baseball the last 30 games. ESPN still does not buy into the Guardians as a playoff team. saying, I believe they're calling the Guardians a long shot to make the playoffs.
Yeah, so they did their tiers again, and then they put them in the long shot category. And there's different tiers that you can put any one of these teams into, but the most insulting, in my opinion, is when you start in the long shot category.
Yeah, I mean, so specific to where they are, I mean, granted, I want to say CBS Sports has them at a 23.8% chance to make the playoffs with a 82-win projected to this point. Which again, like that's what, finishing a couple games above 500. They're five games above 500 right now. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, FanGraphs has them at 28% right now.
Is it just the offense stinks?
Yeah, I think that's because that's my hesitancy too with it. You know, and the offense right now, and the stretch that they've been on, past 3-4 weeks of baseball, they've been averaging over 5 runs a game. Like, the offense has been, it's been about as dynamic as you could expect it to be. So maybe that's just a bad thing to point to now at this point.
Well, and here's the funny thing. Like, at one point, there was a point where you could point to the diff before the big losing streak where their run differential was like minus 50.
I mean, I think I just did that minus 60. I think I did that on Friday because you made a joke about the diff. Yeah. I think we were like minus 28 or so.
They're
on
minus
Friday.
19 now.
Yeah, like they're cutting down on it.
So it's, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how much of this is about the Guardians and how much, I think this is a lot about faith in the big payroll teams like the Guardians, to a lesser extent, but still a bigger payroll than you have, to the Rangers, to, I think, the Mariners have a bigger payroll than you. Like, I think some of this is just, well, you always bet on the better backed horses. I don't know, when we're at this time of the year, I just go, who's a good organization and who's smart enough to figure it out? I think that matters so much more in that, with 7 weeks to go, then think people want to give it credit
for. Well, so I get people back in the Mariners right now. I do. Look at their lineup up and down. And they made the moves. Suarez, Naylor. Like, they made
great leadoff hitter in Josh Naylor swiping bases.
He's stealing bases. It's crazy.
He's only doing this because we all called him fat for a year.
And you know what? Everyone needs their own revenge story, right? And if that's what this is, that's what this is. But they have Cal Raleigh, who's one of the best players in baseball. Julio Rodriguez. All these guys. Like, they have, look up and down Seattle's roster. That's a really good roster.
It is. I will tell you right now, this is exactly where I want the Guardians. I want all the national yahoos to keep calling them and by the way, you can't tell me it's not part of the perception of the organization. Like, this is this year specifically, coming off the ALCS, coming off what they did or didn't do in free agency, coming off how bad the offense was. This is as hard as I've seen the national media ever go after the Guardians. So it's like they've planted their flag of, well, this team just isn't anything. That's exactly where I wanted to be.
I mean, what's one of the things Zach Meisel told us in the beginning portion of the year when it looked like everything was going a little topsy-turvy? He's like, it's hard to doubt this Guardians team because every time you do, they just show you why you shouldn't be doubting them. And like, this seems like that type of story as well. The moment everyone started to doubt them, they just reminded us that between Antonetti and Chernoff, team just doesn't go in the toilet and stay in the toilet often.
Well, and this is, so to me, like, I'm on the bandwagon of, because it works for me, I'm on the bandwagon of, that's every other year. Every other year, they're in the ALCS or ALDS, and then the opposite year to that, they don't make the playoffs. I think this year, they're actually going to break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Like this little cycle they've been on. But until it actually happens, I'm not gonna go hard in the paint for it, just because I'm very comfortable to let everyone sleep on how good this rotation is. Kudos to the bullpen has settled down at certain parts. They've actually pitched some long games here over the last week or so that have actually, like Sunday, kind of bailed you out with how Ciccone looked. That's fine. Just keep the Guardians name out of your mouth, and then in September, when they're either in a power spot in the wild card race or when they're nipping at the heels of the Tigers, okay. I'm comfortable if nobody talks about the Guardians till then, because they still have to prove that this is the longer part. You know, like that right. This part of the season is truly who they were, and that little blip of 10 games just kind of got everybody disillusioned.
I think it's hard for people, right? When you go 8 games under 500 and then you follow it up showing, when the front office shows zero belief in this team being a postseason team this year with what happened at the deadline, like it becomes hard. It becomes hard, I think, for a lot of people to then say, oh no, but they're going to rally. And I bet if you even ask some of the players in the clubhouse, they'd be surprised at the little stretch that they're on. But right now, they're playing great baseball.
By the way, I don't think they showed a lack of belief. They traded Shane Bieber. And they traded Paul Sewald, who hadn't been a factor at all. I mean, I would say by not trading Stephen Kwan, they showed that they believed in this team to some degree.
Oh, no, I would say I think more fans would want them to have been more aggressive in actually trading for a different major league bat of consequence or something of that ilk. Like if you're sitting right at the line of wild card team or not wild card team, I don't think what the Guardians did at the deadline present a full and utter belief in this team.
Oh, yeah, but I don't think it's a lack of belief either. Like, I think they just said, we're going to let this play out and see where it goes from here, because we're not going to replace the guys we believe in, and if we're wrong, we're wrong.
I mean, I don't think getting rid of Shane Bieber is the worst thing in the world you could have done. I don't think getting rid of Sewald is the worst thing you could have done either. But if I were trying to show the clubhouse, hey, we're really in this, you would have added instead of just...
Oh, see,
minor subtractions.
I think maybe the response to the clubhouse was, I think it was a vote of confidence.
I also don't know that the Kwan situation went down because it was such a belief in this team. I think maybe the Kwan situation went down because they believed that they could get a better offer down the line.
I think
at least
that's
how it's portrayed.
I think, though, if you can go to that locker room and go, you know, Angel, we could have replaced you. We didn't. So we believe in you. And you can do that with about 7 guys in the lineup, including Arias, including Rocchio, including... a cavalcade of outfielders. I think they did land somewhere between, oh, we're over the moon and think this team can do something special. That was last year. That was the Lane Thomas trade, giving up 3 nice prospects. That was trading for Cobb and signing Matt Boyd. Like, I think they kind of split the difference of, hey, guys, we could have replaced you. Now go prove us right.
I mean, the most notable thing they did was just calling up Kafis.
Yeah, no. They didn't make any moves. But I think they can pitch that internally as, guys, we had opportunities to replace you. We didn't.
I think that's a generous pitch. But if that's how they want to present it, that's how they want to present it. It doesn't mean, by the way, if I'm in the locker room, that I'm looking at the Guardians and saying you wanted it any sort of different way. Because if I'm Nolan Jones, for instance, I want to stay in the lineup and continue to have a crack at this. If I'm Angel Martinez, I want to be able to have a crack at this. And those were the type of guys that, if it was a different team, would have been replaced.
216-474-0092. Are the Guardians still a long shot to make the playoffs? It's weird because about a week ago I said 25%.
Yeah, and you were high at that point.
And I do think I probably should move a little bit, maybe closer to 30%. But I don't know. I just think like you're playing good ball at the right time. I need to see you really put your back into it for all of August. But, I mean, I think a half game off, the wild card spot, like I'm not even thinking about Detroit yet. Like to me, just making, all I care about is you making the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Whether that's, do I love the psychological advantage of if you get to corner Detroit and they wilt? Yes, absolutely, because there's a decent chance you'll end up playing Detroit in a series in October. But at the same point, like my bar right now is make the damn playoffs, and they're chomping at that with 7 weeks to go in the season. Now it's just just don't hit, you know, don't go into the ditch.
Yeah, I do wonder if this team is going to end up, when it's all said and done, if they'll end up showing us that maybe they're closer to like what I think Martinez is as a baseball player, where it's like he just has such highs and such lows, and there's not much consistency there. I do wonder if this team, you know, fast forward a month and a half, we'll look at it and be like, oh, okay, so we saw these extreme lows in what happened in the 10-game losing streak, and right now we're in the extreme highs of it as they're winning a bunch of games, and maybe it meshes out somewhere in the middle when it's all said and done.
All right, so yes, and I think that inevitably will be where we land. But to me, if you've got a team full of guys who play super high and then super low, that is some sort of leadership issue. When I say leadership issue, I mean that's some sort of philosophical issue with hitting that still hasn't been worked out.
I mean, those type of teams, though, are exactly the type of teams like they were last year, where you find your way in the ALCS after kind of just a mediocre 2 months to close out the season.
At this point, if you make it, if you make a wild card spot and you win a playoff series, we're going to have to really I might have to take some stuff back I've said about Steven Vogt, because that will be an incredible accomplishment.
Well, but again, this is the team that we're describing, though. These teams that are, they play extremely high, extremely low. If they punch their ticket in, they can be one of these teams that all of a sudden you take what seems like a dead offense and they're averaging 5 runs a game for the previous 4 weeks. And you're like, wait, that's the recipe.
Are the Guardians still a long shot to make the playoffs? Incredible 30-game stretch be damned. ESPN says that's what they are. And Nathan Zagura, Browns analyst, will let us know what he saw from Shador Sanders on Friday in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.